John chapter 4, we're going to continue this scene that is unfolding. Jesus and his disciples, last week we looked at John chapter 4, verses 1 through 26. And Jesus and his disciples are traveling through Samaria on the way to Galilee. And Jesus has interacted with a woman at the well, Jacob's well. And throughout the conversation, he's offered her living water. She came looking for wet water, but he said, I will offer you living water so that you'll never thirst again. He offered her salvation. He convicts the woman about her sin. He educates her about what true worship is. And then where we're going to pick up today, he reveals his identity to her as the Messiah. So that's where we'll pick up John chapter 4. Verse 25 is where we'll begin reading. So if you would, let's stand in honor of God's Word as we read it. John chapter 4, verse 25. The woman said to him, I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things. Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he. At this point, his disciples came and they marveled that he spoke with a woman. Yet no one said, what do you seek, or why are you talking with her? The woman then left her water pot, went her way into the city, and said to the men, come, see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came to him. Father, I pray as we look at your word this morning, you'd speak to our hearts. Help us to hear from you. Help us to not worry about things that are going on this afternoon or any other thing other than to hear from you right now. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. You can be seated. Thank you. Jesus has just revealed himself. You know, there are so many people who you'll hear them say, well, Jesus never claimed to be God. Well, if you read these first two verses I read, verse 25 and 26, she said, I know that Messiah is coming, and when he comes, he will tell us all things. And Jesus clearly says in verse 26, I who speak to you am he. Jesus clearly claimed to be the Messiah. He claimed to be the Son of God many other times. So Jesus has revealed himself to her. And what I want us to focus in on today is the fact that we need to get to work telling people about Jesus. Can I get an amen? We wonder why our country is in the shape it's in. We wonder why our communities and families are failing. It's because we're not telling people about Jesus. We're not making disciples and teaching people the good news of Jesus Christ. We need to be available to share the gospel. And as you look at these verses that we just read, verse 27, it says, at this point his disciples came and they marveled that he spoke with a woman. We talked about this a little bit last week, how Jesus broke the status quo. He broke some what was acceptable to the Jewish elites by socializing with this woman in public. We won't go back into all that, but just understand, to the Jewish elite, to the religious leaders, this was very unacceptable for Jesus to be standing there at that well, speaking with her and conversing with her. And they marveled. The disciples knew this. They came and they're like, why in the world? What is he doing? But none of them said anything to him, which is interesting. In verse 28, it tells us the woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and talked to the men. But there was an important lesson here for the disciples. By doing this, Jesus was communicating to them. See, another thing, for him to even be in Samaria, most of the time, they would travel around Samaria because they despised the Samaritans so much. But Jesus went right through the heart of it.